So we're just going to turn our awareness inward and take a few slow, deep breaths into our heart space, trusting and knowing that everything always works out for us and that this is a beautiful, lovely place that we've set aside for relaxation and ease. And that we can just breathe and relax. Breathe and relax, allowing our tongues to rest on the floor of our mouth. And breathing into our heart space slowly. Centering down. Finding that deeper place of ease that underlies all of the activity. And allowing ourselves to just float in the beautiful river of well-being that is ever available to us and ever loving and supporting and supplying us in powerful and wonderful ways. I give thanks for that beautiful, beautiful life that is at ease and at peace and ever present, acknowledging that we are in control of our awareness of the presence. The presence is constant, but as we choose to go within, and to simply relax and listen and feel, we can connect with that beautiful energy, with our inner being, with source or spirit, whatever you call that infinite, intelligent, creative, loving energy. It's right here, right now, every time. And so we are going to talk about some quotes from Abraham now. The first quote comes from May 20th, when Abraham said, "You know so many things to be true. You know that your inner being exists and stands in the perspective of the gathering of cooperative components. So what if you just accept that it's already in motion? And instead of trying to figure it out and explain it and articulate it to make yourself better, you just accept it and look forward easily with surprise and delight to the way the universe delivers to you the abundance that you seek." They went on to say, "So play some isn't it nice or wouldn't it be nice if games? Wouldn't it be nice if I had the confidence in what's coming in the way that my inner being does? And isn't it nice that my lack of confidence is evidence of the confidence that my inner being has? And wouldn't it be nice if every time I feel doubt, I say, wait a minute, this doubt couldn't exist if my inner being didn't have confidence. And wouldn't it be nice if you could practice yourself into greater expectation of the universe surprising and delighting you? We will say to you, your world is awash in money. And we think it's interesting that some let it in and some don't. And we think that you should know that those who are not letting it in are those who in large part are still trying to justify what comes to them through action and hard work, rather than those who know it's there. It's in their vibrational reality, it's in their vibrational present vortex, and it's definitely in their future reality. So why sweat the small stuff? Just let it flow. Your world is awash in money. Your world is awash in abundance, and you're deserving of it. It's there for you. You just must align with it. Deservability means aligning. It means letting it in. And on 527, Abraham talked about the matching game process that they've been working on. They said, this matching game process that we've been talking about recently, it's an easy way not to fix something, but instead find an existing vibrational match, which automatically puts you in the allowing mode. The reason that we especially like this matching game is that it's always possible to find something in a person, a situation, it's in yourself, that is easy to praise or compliment or feel good about it. You just have to play with this a little bit. Esther has been and is an effective practitioner of every single process. She has her favorites that she uses in different situations. And yet, really often these days, she's finding the ease of just looking for an existing match, her process of choice. And here's why. It goes right to the heart of step 1, 2, 3. Step 1 is contrast, which has helped you to ask for something that you may not be a match to right now. But you've asked for it. Your inner being is a match to it. Your vortex is a match to it. Cooperative components are being gathered to it, but you're not up to speed with it yet. So now something happens that aggravates you about this topic. If you can find something that's not aggravating, or even better, something that makes you smile, something that makes you feel a little happiness, you're doing step 3. You already did step 1. Your inner being and the law of attraction are taking care of step 2. That's what's going on in the vortex, gathering cooperative components. And now this matching game, from our perspective, as we are tuning in to so many of you, especially Esther, is a very fast way to accomplish step 3. And they went on to say, the matching game you're wanting to play is matching your inner being. Now let's think about this. Think about your inner being's perspective of you. Your inner being has ultimate confidence in your ability to be or do or have anything that you choose. But if you don't, you're not a match. So get off that subject, because your current belief challenges that match too much. But what about your inner being adoring or loving this beautiful day, and you doing the same? Now you are a match to your inner being. Now you are in the receiving mode. So you found a simple and easy match, haven't you? Your inner being adores and loves this beautiful day. And as you do the same, you're a match to your inner being. And so that gives us a really graphic, easy example for how to do this matching game that Esther is finding so valuable, to get off the subject that isn't feeling good in the moment and find something that makes her smile, that brings a sense of ease and comfort and joy to her life. Just relaxing into the well-being. And so as we just take a couple more slow, deep breaths and relax into our well-being on this beautiful day, that we're sharing, those of us who are here in the Zoom call, that we're sharing in the virtual world together, seeing beautiful smiles on familiar loved faces. It is a blessing to remember all of the good of this particular day. This day is a blessing. And if we come into the now moment, letting go of the past, or contemplation of the future, and just focusing in the now and finding something right now that feels good. My friend Margie used to say, life is in the details, and there's something in every scene that sparkles. And so the matching game is about looking for the sparkles, about looking for something right now that feels good. Something that feels good. I have a flower on the desk that's showing up in my Zoom picture, and having a flower in my house makes me feel good. And sharing it with my friends in Zoom calls makes me feel good. And seeing the flowers blooming in my garden makes me feel good. So the matching game works really well for me with flowers. This week I've taken pictures of at least 5 different wildflowers, and of the roses and foxglove and daylilies and echinacea in my garden, because taking those pictures and seeing that beauty makes me feel good. Appreciating the wonder of nature makes me feel good. Does nature make you feel good? Think of something in nature that brings a smile to your face. Could be something that you're experiencing right now, like a dog you're petting or a kitty. Could be a memory of something lovely that you've seen recently, or even in the distant past. But Abraham always says that whatever you're remembering in the past, you're doing it in the now. So in this matching game, we're making choices of selectively looking at our past for things that make us feel good, things that make us smile. So I invite you just to rest your mind right now on something that makes you smile. Now I'm thinking about how there are many simple matches to me among my friends and the people that are part of the communities that I belong to. Friends that I connect with or family members that I love. So I invite you to think of someone who makes you smile. Perhaps it's someone who will give you a warm hug when you see them, or someone who regularly makes you laugh, or someone that you connect with on FaceTime or Zoom who makes your heart sing. I saw someone this morning at the park. And I can't remember where I met that man, but the overwhelming feeling I had about him was kindness. Somewhere in the past 30 years in Northern Virginia, I have run into that man, and he was kind to me. And when I looked at his face, I felt blessed. I wish I could remember who he is and how I knew him and what he did. But that reminds me of Maya Angelou's quote, "People won't remember what you say, and they won't remember what you do, but they will remember how you make them feel." So take a deep, slow breath and relax again, and think of someone who makes you feel good. Could be someone who makes you feel peaceful, or it could be someone who makes you feel enthusiastic. Could even be someone on television that makes you feel entertained. Think of someone that makes you feel good. Now just take a moment and think of something that you do that makes you feel good. I go to the park and take pictures of birds, and it makes my heart sing every single day. I was talking to my brother yesterday, and he loves to cook, and he was preparing for a dinner party and sharing the gift of his cooking with his wife and the friends who were coming over. Think of something you love to do that makes your heart happy, a way to pass time. You might read or knit, you might paint or sing, you might dance or walk on the beach. What do you do that makes your heart happy? And now think of something that you hear that delights you. This isn't where I thought I was going, but it just occurs to me that it delights me when I hear my microwave ding that says that what I'm cooking for my lunch is ready. That always makes me smile. I was thinking of some things that are more profound, though. The voice on the phone of a dear person that you haven't talked to in a while. Or the sound of a piece of music that always moves you. or the sound of a bird singing in a tree above your head. What are songs that touch you, or sounds that touch you? And as we near the end of this meditation, I just want to ask you if you have access to something that inspires you. I got an email this morning from a friend, and the story she told me inspired me. I heard a talk this morning from another friend, and some things she put together inspired me. What inspires you? And so let's just take a quick stretch and breathe deeply. And just be aware of being present in this now moment and delight in the fact that there are so many beautiful sparkles in life that we can choose to pay attention to in our matching game. And practice them. See which ones feel particularly good. I remember the one Abraham process years back, as they said, take an index card and write 5 things on it that delight you and keep it in your pocket so that if you have a negative thought, you can pull out the list of things that delight you and refresh your memory. And the match game can work that way. And so we just relax and remember that all is truly well. And so it is.